Hey, Mama, is the number one dream in your heart to have more time to be present with your kids? Do you wish you could be present enough to help create and instill godly character, yet you are so busy with work, drowning in the to-dos, the laundry, and the carpool lines? Hi, I'm Michelle, a mom to three energetic kids, wife to an amazing guy, and daughter of the king. For years, I tried to manage my home while struggling to still have time to pour into my kids. The guilt was overwhelming, and the to-do list just kept growing. And I was completely overwhelmed and stressed until I realized that I could create systems in my life and my motherhood that would change everything. In this podcast, you will learn time management, batching, habit stacking, setting boundaries, home organization, outsourcing, and you better believe we are going to be dishing out some chores so we can create hours of intentional time to pour into our kids, since that is our number one priority as vibrant moms. Grab that lukewarm coffee. Let's stop time. Hey friends, I'm so excited you're joining me today. Grab that cup of coffee, or maybe you're driving kids to school back and forth. So listen up. Today we are going to be talking about setting up a successful morning routine, especially for busy moms. Sometimes we feel super tired because we feel like we're running in circles from the moment we get up. So I want to help you figure out a successful morning routine that works for you. Maybe, as I said, you find yourself running in circles every morning, racing around, trying to get the kids out of the door on time for school, right? Or get them to the bus, or everybody hop in the car. You're frantically making lunches while trying to feed the kids some form of breakfast, right? Hurry, eat your cereal, we gotta go. And having everybody hop in the car. How many times, now this happened to me multiple times, you get in the car, only to realize that you forgot either your jacket, maybe you forgot to eat breakfast, or you forgot your most important coffee for the day, or perhaps your child has forgotten their shoes, maybe one of their shoes, maybe some socks, or something they need for school, like a backpack. We have forgotten a backpack. I'm driven all the way back home to come get our backpack. I can say this is always a crazy start to the morning. So let's fix this crazy morning and build out a successful morning routine where you don't have to feel frazzled and chaotic at the beginning of the day. You don't have to start your day in a mess and then trying to piece it back together and then jump into your work block and get something somewhat accomplished, right? So we're gonna fix that. And morning routines may seem really big. So grab a notebook and some coffee, and we're gonna go ahead and get started. Now, I know that morning routines are so easy to become kind of chaotic and messy, and things go downhill very quickly. We've had mornings where everybody is yelling at each other and we're trying to get out the door and we're already 10 minutes late and somebody doesn't have their shoes or somebody forgot a jacket or somebody didn't eat breakfast so now they're super hungry. It's mainly the teenagers that sleep in. But yes, this often happens to us, and I found that it mainly happens on the days we're trying to go to church, right? Praise the Lord, here we come. A big mess. We are usually late and snapping at each other and jumping out of the car and all the things. But I forget, as I said, how long it takes everybody to get in the car and what they need and just all the things that like take us from point A to point B in the morning. And I have found that there is a huge difference between a successful morning routine that we do every day, every morning, on school days, and we kind of have the same routine every morning, and it's super successful. Nobody is stressed at each other and yelling and screaming. We remember probably 99.9% of the time things that we need. There's probably been once or twice that our kids have been like, oh, I need my PE uniform, and I forgot it. But most often we remember everything. We're not yelling and screaming at each other. And it's just a much more peaceful way to start the morning, shall we say. So what's the difference in setting up that successful routine versus our Sunday mornings when everybody's chaotic and screaming? And perhaps we need a better routine for that Sunday morning. Just a thought. Food for thought. Food for thought for later. All right. As we're going through this, definitely take some notes. And I really do hope that this helps you. I hope this helps you get instead from chaotic and crazy morning and not wanting to get out of bed and starting the day off on kind of a rough foot, that you're able to like slide into the morning and be present with your kids, right? And to ask them questions as they're eating cereal because you're not trying to make lunches and doing all the other things. So I just hope that you'll put that in the back of your mind as we're kind of rolling through ways to make your morning a bit more successful. So a successful morning routine actually starts the night before. But just like your evening routines that we talked about a while ago, there are so many things that we want and we need to fit into our morning routine. There's all kinds of things that need to happen in the morning in this small amount of time usually. Because usually it's about an hour, maybe a couple hours that you're trying to get up, get dressed, clean up, make beds, get people fed, get breakfast, pack up for that day, grab what you need, grab snacks, get shoes on, remember all the stuff, right? And then you're also trying to feed yourself as well. There are a lot of things that just go into the morning that need to somehow show up there. So how can you have a successful morning? And I'm using successful in the way of like, it is peaceful. You are enjoying the morning. Your kids are enjoying the morning. You're not snapping at each other. There's no yelling, all that. So we'll talk about this similar to how we talked about kind of building out an evening routine. And if you missed that, go back and listen to the other episodes where we talk about how to build out a successful evening routine. I don't think it's very far back. It's like about 10 episodes back. So just scroll through and you can go see that one. But we're going to break down our morning routine into three main big categories that you need in your morning to be successful. And so I wanted to break this down because every person's morning looks a little bit different. If you don't have kids in school, your morning looks different. If you have to drive into the office versus work from home, your morning looks different. So just in allowing that flexibility and kind of that personalization, we wanted to bring three main categories that I want you to kind of think about and work through underneath there. Number one is you. Just like if you're on the airplane and you put the oxygen mask on you first, right before the kid. All right, so it's you. First category is you. This is whatever is involved in getting yourself ready for the day. This might involve maybe you go work out in the morning like I do. Maybe you take a shower as well. Maybe you get dressed. Maybe you, I would hope you get dressed, but maybe you have a bus or something or a carpool or something that comes and picks up your kids so you don't need to get dressed. You can just wear a bathrobe or whatever it is before your kids need to go. But in any case, maybe you would like to have time for a devotional when it's nice and quiet and the kids are still asleep. So whatever you need to do to get yourself together for that morning, that is you. And usually that you and that you time needs to happen before you get your kiddos ready. You can do some of you time while you're getting them ready, but oftentimes you need to be all completely finished with getting yourself ready by the time you're jumping in to getting to the step two of getting others ready. So number one, take care of yourself. Get up with enough time that you don't feel rushed, that you don't feel chaotic, that you're not snapping at people because you're going to be late, but get up with enough time that you have time to either do a workout or maybe to eat a nice breakfast or have some coffee or do a devotional. Do something that's going to fill you and fill you up and kind of get you ready for the day. Okay, number two is others. others, you knew I was going to say this, but others. So this involves now, after you've gotten yourself ready, you're going to get your kids ready for their day, making sure they're getting up, making sure they're getting dressed, they're fed, they've packed up for school, they've made their beds, whatever it is that they need to do beforehand. They've packed up their backpacks and their lunches and their water bottles and jackets and sports bags and all the stuff. One key note is, if you can pack up these things the night before, your day will be so much better. But number two, our step is everything that involves taking your kiddos to school or the bus or the carpool or wherever they need to be that day. So as I said, number one is getting yourself up and ready and pouring into yourself, whether that be taking time to work out, getting your mind right, maybe taking a little extra time to take a shower, taking your time to get ready. Maybe that is doing a devotional, making sure that you are ready for the day. And then number two is getting others ready and making sure that you're helping them along the routine of getting ready in the morning. And that routine of, you know, getting dressed, making their bed, coming downstairs, having breakfast, packing up their stuff, getting ready to leave. So for example, my kiddos like to come downstairs and they like to leave enough time where they can sit and read and eat their breakfast. Two of them love to come down and kind of read and relax and enjoy their breakfast. The other one comes down a little bit quicker, but she likes to sleep in a little bit longer, so she doesn't have as much time to relax. But they all know that they need to be ready at X time. I think it's 7:10, they need to be ready for their carpool. So if they want some time to read, they need to be ready by that time, 7:10. In that sense, that's how that clock works. We work backwards by, you need to be ready by this time. If you want to have breakfast, since they're older, we're giving them a little bit more choice. If you want to have breakfast and you want to be dressed and ready to go, this is when you need to be ready by. It's your choice of when you want to wake up. You may have a kid that hates waking up and you need to help them wake up in the morning and then get them off to school. And maybe one or two days you send them in their PJs and you're like, sorry, you're just going to be embarrassed today. You'll remember the next day to get up a little earlier and get dressed. We have dropped off kids at school without shoes because they forgot them. And I was like, too bad. You're just going to have to walk into school without any shoes because you forgot them. So let your kids, that's a side note, but let your kids, you know, have some consequences so that they learn maybe they need to get up a little bit earlier. Just a side note, I love Love and Logic as a side note is for parenting and it is all about kind of natural consequences. And so I love Love and Logic. Look it up if you are at all questioning or need some help. All right. So number one, you want to get yourself together in whatever that entails. Number two, you're getting others together, whatever that entails. And number three, part of your morning routine, building a successful morning routine, is tidying up the house, cleaning up the breakfast dishes, wiping down the counter. Maybe you're tossing in a load of laundry. Maybe you're meal prepping for dinner that evening. We usually like to defrost something. Sometimes there's meat or something that we need to defrost so that it'll be ready to cook in the evening. Kind of get the house reset. Now, I think this is an important part of the morning, but it doesn't necessarily have to be before kids get to school. For example, I get up, race out the door, go work out, come back, and two of my kiddos have already left. They've gone through the morning routine with my husband. So I get back and my youngest one is ready and waiting and ready to go. He's already had breakfast. And so I take a quick shower, we hop in the car and we head on out. And then my husband starts his day. So that's what works for us. And then when I come back, I kind of clean up the disaster that just happened before I left. I clean up anything in our bathroom that maybe after I showered really quick was left out, hair dryer or whatever, you know how it goes, right? Maybe I remake a bed that didn't get made or put away blankets or throw in a load of laundry and that kind of thing. So I just do a quick cleanup and I have to say it helps me mentally probably much more than physically. Like our house, yes, looks a little bit cleaner, a little bit nicer, a little bit more together, but mentally then it's like, okay, we've cleaned up from this set morning routine, and we're ready to move on to the next portion of our day. But it's kind of like wrapping everything up with a bow. That may work for you. You might find that you can do that while your kids are sitting and reading a book, getting ready for school, that kind of thing. Maybe you're moving them along and cleaning up after them and being like, okay, are we all done with breakfast? And then you're wiping down the counters and getting everybody together. But I found that for us, for me, working out, then taking a shower, then trying to get them to school, it was just a little bit too tight. And so I do that step when I get back after taking them to school or getting them all dropped off. I like do a little reset of the house, throw in a little laundry if I need it, and that kind of thing. So take that with a grain of salt. That's why I wanted to go through these three kind of steps and categories so that you can personalize each of those categories and see which ones work for you. So with you getting yourself together, that's step number one. You need to personalize, what does that mean for you? And number two, getting others together, what does that mean for them? And number three, getting your home kind of retidied, taking a deep breath, getting everything cleaned up and back together. And then definitely start your workbook. But a bonus kind of tip, we kind of alluded to this and mentioned a little bit and sprinkled it in. The key to a successful morning is starting the evening before. So it's making lunches the night before so that you can engage with your kiddos when they're eating breakfast. Or maybe it's getting their backpacks all ready to go so they have one less thing that they're worried about or stressed about in the morning. Or maybe it's getting their after school bags ready for sports or basketball so they know, okay, all my stuff is here, I'm ready to go, and that's not the last thing they have to think of as they run out the door. So it's really just making things easier, whether that be, you know, setting out clothes the night before, getting everything packed up, making lunches the night before, setting out anything you need to bring to school, like a teacher's gift or a card or anything else the night before, even just studying for a test the night before, making sure that everything is kind of wrapped up the night before so that your morning can be less chaotic. The less chaotic you can make it, and the more things you can do the night before to just get all your ducks in a row, the better. Because then your kiddos will learn from that. They'll learn a stressful morning, a chaotic morning where I forgot my sports bag, or I left my lunch in the refrigerator, or I didn't grab my shoes, or forgot a jacket, or I left my water bottle on the kitchen counter, versus a morning where I had all that together and I just had to remember, oh, there's my water bottle. So that will help them mentally just get set for their day and also teach them what it feels like having a chaotic morning and what it feels like to have a calm morning. And that will help you so that when you jump into your morning work block, that you will feel a lot calmer and a lot less stressed, right? Because you will be able to say, okay, we got this. I'm going to get myself ready, then I'm going to get others ready, and then we'll come back and kind of reset everything. So if you are feeling overwhelmed at this point, because I know I've gone over a lot of notes and a lot of information, if this is feeling like there's a lot of steps in setting up a successful morning routine, if you need some help in thinking through those and scheduling out what kind of things would work for your family and what kind of things might not, I would love to be able to help you. So reach out and you can connect with me at coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G, at birdmichelle, birdmichelle.com. You can connect with me and just grab a total free 15-minute session. We can see if coaching is the right fit for you or if there's something else that I can help you with, but I would just love to connect. And especially if you are feeling frazzled every morning and screaming at your kids and trying to run out the door, I would love to help you with that because you don't have to stay in that space, my friend. I could just tell you the difference between our Sunday mornings and our regular mornings is huge. So if you need that, I am happy to help. All right. Until next time, have a busy, vibrant day.
Did this podcast bless you?
Did you learn something new?
Did this podcast encourage you?
Please leave our mom a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it blessed you, encouraged you, or challenged you in some new way that is helping you. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else that needs community too? I also would love if you could take 30 seconds for me and leave me a review on Apple Podcast. This is the only way that I know that you are actually enjoying the show and that it is blessing you. Plus, it makes me happy to hear from you. Come on over to our free community, birdmichelle.com, and grab your free gifts. I have free productivity programs and everything you need to know about working with me, taking my courses, or connecting. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode.